Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. I'm excited to have Anna Boca with me here today, and she's going to introduce herself and tell us a bit about what she does.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anna, and now I'm a transformational coach, but I'm a corrupt maniac since I can remember myself. And since childhood, I loved the craft, arts, and any sorts of forms that I was taking part in different competitions. I was my school, and basically it became a part of my life, every level in my personal life, as well as in my work life.
That's wonderful. I'm so intrigued by your transformational coaching and also how your love for crafting ties into that. Did you start off as a crafter, and then did that enable you to become a transformational coach, or are those two things connected?
At first, they was not connected. They was just like the craft was for myself and the coaching was just my love for psychology from like childhood. But when I started to learn deep in psychology and how you can help other people, I came across the art therapy, and it immediately clicked and took all in places. And I saw how many times in my past life craft literally saved me from different experiences. So it became like natural for me to include art therapeutic practices through craft, through art, to help others.
I love that entire concept. For those of people who might be unfamiliar with what a transformational coach is, can you give a brief explanation and talk about what you do in your work?
Sure. I focus in on working with women to help them break free from social script and to live basically the life of their dreams, to find happiness and joy in every day. And transformational coach is basically helping you to go from one stage of your life to another. And it could be because of something external happened to you, or because you just want internal change as well. And using our therapeutic practices helps you not to scratch the surface, but go deep into the subconscious. And from that, you have like sustainable change in your life.
I love that. So I want to ask, for your transformational coach, what type of clients do you generally work with? Because I know a lot of coaches, they focus on sometimes women in business, or maybe it's artists. Do you have a niche, or do you work with a wide array of clients?
I mostly focus on women, I would say middle-aged women, because the middle-age crisis and all this stuff can bring a lot of things. And also it's like kind of you see where you've been and you see what's ahead and you're thinking, okay, it's heading not the direction I want. So basically I work with any type of woman who wants to change in their life, who feels like there is something more to life than what they have. There is something more big and brighter.
That's a great mission. So I want to ask about what you usually do with a woman maybe in their first session, because I'm wondering, is this more of a thing where you work with a client one-on-one, or do you have a course?
I mostly work one-on-one, but I soon will be launching my group program. And the first stages, I look in the ways that we can bring in vision of what possibilities, what the bigger outcome can be, what the goals, where we're heading. Because as you can use the GPS analogy, if you do not set the direction where you want to go, you will not know what road to take. But also, I always make sure that we start making a small, tiny changes in current life, so you already feel more up level. And from this like higher level of feeling, of inspiration, you can achieve much bigger results than if you start at the bottom line.
Yes, and I'm so intrigued by that. Do you first assess everything in their lives before you develop practices for them? So do you look at their career, maybe their family life, and areas in their life that could use growth and improvement, and concentrate on those? Or do you realize that maybe everyone needs to start at the same place and there's a method that is applicable to each individual, or does it vary from person to person?
I have my methodology and my framework that I took my clients from, and though it's suits everyone, but for each particular client, it will be something different in details. And basically, I'm about the holistic approach. I do not like the approach when you look just on one area of life and disregard the others, because only in balance we can find true happiness and joy. So I took my clients on the journey where we start from the focus point, but we look at the all areas. We look at the relationship, we look at the body, we look at the environment, we look at the mindset. And in this complete holistic way, we can look into soul and to see a brighter, bigger picture. And as I said, everything comes in detail, because for some client, the relationship can be great at family, but not, for example, with colleagues. For someone, it could be vice versa. And we need to address all of them, but still we tailor all my work is crafted under particular person and its situation.
Okay. And now I just want to ask more about the crafting that you do. So you said that you've been crafting since you were younger and you like to incorporate art into your daily life. Can you tell me what art practices you'd recommend for maybe women who are in a difficult situation, or how you'd use art as a therapeutic method?
Yeah, in my life, I use different types of art to help me stay in balance. And it's not only about crafting something, because through my life, I tried a bunch of different crafts. I cross-stitched, I sewed, I painted, I made the toys from the felt. A lot of different modalities I tried, and I love them all because they all give something different. But also it's about music, using the music, listening to music, crafting the music. I personally do not know how to play on any instrument like guitar or piano, but I have a bunch of instruments that are intuitive and can help you like release emotions through intuitive playing, like hand drum, kalimba, all this type of instrument that does not require like a lot of training to do. And with my work with clients, sometimes it's about taking the photos, because phototherapy is also the form of art. It could be painting something. Sometimes we paint particular object like as an association and look deep into what this association brings us. One of my techniques that I love to use, especially at the beginning with my clients, it's to lay down the path. Basically, what we do, we have 7 pillars and we draw a small picture for each pillar. And then each pillar represents like the part of our journey, like obstacle, gift, and price, and so on and so forth. And we lay down them and we, in creative way, connect them and see where we at, what we have been through, what ahead of us. And it helps clients to see their path from a bit different perspective, because sometimes they think, oh, I'm just at the beginning and there's a lot of work ahead. But when they lay down, and important thing that through art, it goes from subconscious. It's not our thinking working, it's our intuition working, our subconscious working. And when you lay down, it's like, oh, I'm not at the beginning, I'm almost at the end and there's a little bit left. And they feel inspired. Sometimes they feel like, oh, I feel like the journey that I was on almost end, and there's a new road in front of me. But for everyone who is going through tough times, there's a lot of techniques that can help you feel relief almost immediately. One of them, for example, interesting, powerful tool to help you get immediate feeling of rest, I would say, especially at the end of the hard day, is to take 2 pieces of papers and 2 pencils, what you prefer, and turn on the music, one more rhythmic, one more slow, but without any word. And you turn on the music, it could be just a little tiny piece of it, and start drawing with both hands on each of paper. Whatever feels right, you can, but it should be like more or less the same. If you draw, for example, flower, it's better to draw the flower on both. But if you feel like doing totally different or just scramble, you can do that. And you play 2 musics and write on the one piece of paper, like with both hands. And then you turn page and play the second pair of music and also draw. And it helps so much, really. Just give yourself a minute or 2 to do this exercise and you will feel like you were rested. Literally, it helps so much, really, because we first of all, connect through the music with relieving and relieving the emotion. And second of all, when you draw, you help through the movement express. So there's a lot of tools. It's hard to just put in a few words what to do because they have a lot of techniques, but I'm sometimes put on my YouTube channel the different techniques that you can go through, for example.
I am definitely going to try that out with the two scribbles. The only thing with me is I am more talented at writing in music than I am drawing. So it will be more scribbles on both of my pages. But that is an amazing technique. I've never heard of that before.
When I first done it, it was like scribbles, but it was also interesting to see, like, for example, that one hand was like, for me, it was more smooth lines, another more strict. But the result is literally immediate.
Yes. No, that sounds like something fun to try out. I want to ask you, you said that you have a background in psychology. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm wondering, for anyone who's aspiring to become a transformational coach, what training do they need to undergo? And how did you gain that training? Was it through traditional courses or a program? Or was it more through self-learning?
For me, it was a journey of combination of everything, because I started just learning psychology for myself because I was interested in it. And I started from developmental psychology in a lens of child-parent relationship, because it was at the time when I got my first son and I was overwhelmed with my emotions to him, like for his crying. My reaction was really scary for me. And I go down deep dive, like into learning what's happening there. And I started helping the parents, and I led support group for parents for 2 years. And it naturally evolved, because the more I worked with parents and moms in particular, I saw that the moms would go through this transition smoothly. If they will understand themselves, it would be much easier. And in terms of what official training you need to take, in USA, for example, there is no regulation around this, but there's different types of coaches. The one that go through their transition themselves and they help someone to go through the same. There's ones who have expertise but didn't get through this experience. And there are ones who get it both. But I would say that knowing background and psychology of behaviors of why we do these certain things, they definitely will help you to understand deeper your client, to see underlying problems and not just scratching the surface. But also, the coaching is not a therapy, and you basically guide people and help to find answers within themselves. Just the understanding of psychology and why people act in a certain ways help you do it more deep work, I would say.
Hey, and I'm wondering, do you ever recommend clients to other professionals, or do you like to focus on everything yourself? Because sometimes there'll be coaches which will recommend you to this person or this person just to work on a specific area. Do you do that, or do you tend to do your own approach?
I would say it depends on the situation, because if I know that I can help the person, then why would I refer? But if I feel that there is need much more in-depth expertise in some area and I'm not an expert in that area, my goal is to help the client, so I will refer to, let's try to bring in or take a consultation from that client. And also in my work, I look holistically. And for example, if you look in the body and see some physical problem, like I'm not a doctor, I cannot address that. So sure, I will refer and advise to go seek. But basically, through coaching, I'm not given what you should do and this is what your plan. We are crafting this plan together in this coherent combination from my perspective and my knowledge, my expertise, and your internal view.
Yes, no, I love that. So I want to ask, if I was a middle-aged woman and I came into a session with you, or maybe it was my first session and I didn't know what you were about, how would you approach the situation? What would you say would be the focus of our relationship?
Interesting and deep question, because most of clients that came to me, they don't know me at all. But even if someone comes, the first thing that I do is not maybe very technical or practical at some point, but The first thing I do in the sessions on my clients, whatever it's first session or 10th session, we make a small grounding exercise to just calm our minds and come to the place. Because from my experience, if we do not do this, first of all, we are not in coherent in our emotional states. And second of all, the person can be so eager to get it done. They can be pushing. No, I need the answers. I need it. But it's not about that. So it's basically the first thing that I do with all my clients is grounding. And from that point, when we grounded, when we feel calm, we can look at, okay, where are you at? What are your goals? What you are not satisfied in your life with? What are your priorities? Trying to lay out the map for our work together and also determine what the results you want, what the outcomes, because how can you tell if the person helped you if you do not have these points where you can say, okay, that I did, that I achieved, okay, our work is done. Because it's the first thing. And the second thing I want to add is that my goal in work with all clients is not to help them in particular thing and wait when they face some other problem and came back for me. Because my goal is to help my clients to become on the level where they can do everything on their own, when they feel the support inside of them, when they know how to approach the different situation and how to come back to place of completeness if they feel like they're losing something. And it basically how I do it is that I start and work with my client on a weekly basis, but toward our end of journey, we usually do at least 3 months. Gradually to the end, we extend the gap between the session. And it helps my clients to go in the world, to face some obstacle and try to resolve this. And on the next session, we can see, okay, what you faced, what you achieved to manage on your own, where you need to be work done. And I think it's not very common inside among the coaches to approach like this, but it's my way and I see it working great. Because I'm glad when my clients came back with the new transition they want to go through. Because always working with someone is easier, faster. It's easier in a way that you are supported and you have someone to help you and hold you back. But also my goal is to help you be your own and feel the power within you.
Okay, and now I want to ask, since you're a transformational coach, you want these practices to be implemented even after your sessions with these people. So with your clients, what do you do to make sure that everything that you've worked on is maintainable, that you can sustain it over a period of time?
First of all, I'm a big fan of micro steps in the terms that I do not like the tools and techniques that takes a lot of time out of your day, where you need to carve out a lot of time. For example, like I need to carve out every single day an hour because I know life is busy. I'm mom of two and I know life can be super busy and it can be super hard to carve out time. So I'm all about how we can make those tiny tools, tiny changes, the part of your life, so they became the second nature to you.
Yay. Thank you so much for telling us so much about this transformational coaching. I want to ask now if any of my listeners want to find you. What is your website? What are your social media channels and how can they connect with you?
Sure. My website is innerbloomer.com and my Instagram is anna.bohuslavska. And I'm always open to there. I also have the Facebook community, Inner Bloomers, where we do weekly challenges, where we do life coaching sessions, where we do different art therapeutic practices. So I would love to connect and help through expressing your emotions, through finding your answer on a subconscious level, through art, through craft, through different modalities to make life brighter and tastier.
Thank you so much. And please do check Anna out because she'd love to connect with you. And I'm sure that you could transform your life. And if you like this podcast episode and you want more episodes like this, then please do leave a review or share it with a friend or family member. And thanks for joining us. Train me the right way. Always love, loving for me, loving for me.